highlighting achievements and laying out goals for the months ahead. These are the priorities of U.S. presidents during their annual State of the Union speeches. In keeping with tradition last night, President Biden's address was delivered in front of both chambers of Congress, a number of their guests, members of the U.S. Supreme Court, presidential cabinet members. It was a fuller house than last year when masks and social distancing were required because of the COVID pandemic, and progress in the fight against that virus was something the president was expected to talk about. A $1.9 trillion COVID relief law was considered one of his early accomplishments last year, along with the $1 trillion infrastructure law that was passed later on. But President Biden was unable to get enough support to pass a larger social spending bill he wanted, or a package to overhaul election laws in America, two of his other priorities. The troubled withdrawal of the U.S. military from Afghanistan was something the president was widely criticized for, and the dramatic rise of inflation over the past year, that's also become a major challenge for the Biden administration. One goal the president met was the fulfillment of a campaign promise to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Senate will review and decide that outcome in the months ahead. And last night was a chance for him to shore up support for his vision for America's future. Here are some highlights of what the president had to say.
My fellow Americans, last year, COVID-19 kept us apart. This year, we're finally together again. Tonight, we meet as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, but most importantly, as Americans. We've created jobs, lots of jobs. In fact, our economy created over 6.5 million new jobs just last year. More jobs in 1 year than ever before in the history of the United States of America. And tonight, I'm announcing that this year, we will start fixing over 65,000 miles of highway and 1,500 bridges in disrepair. When we use taxpayers' dollars to rebuild America, we're going to do it by buying American. Buy American products. Support American jobs. For more than 2 years, COVID has impacted every decision in our lives and the life of this nation. And I know you're tired, frustrated, because of the progress we've made, because of your resilience and the tools that we have been provided by this Congress. Tonight I can say we're moving forward safely, back to more normal routines. And thanks to the progress we've made in the past year, COVID-19 no longer need control our lives. I can't promise a new variant won't come, but I can promise you we'll do everything within our power to be ready if it does. So on this night, on our 245th year as a nation, I've come to report on the state of the nation, the state of the union. And my report is this: the state of the union is strong because you, the American people, are strong.